We are up to the 24th parak of Maseilas Yesharim, the Be'ur Yiras HaChet, clarifying what does it mean to be a Yarei Chet. In the list of levels that a person strives to achieve and attain, Yiras Chet is high, high up the list. It's near the end of the, near the top. We see that this trait is listed after all the other good traits we've mentioned until now. This is way past the Hiras and Zerizus and past Chasidus and Precious and the Kis. It's way up there. So it's sufficient if we discuss one of its topics that's fit and certainly important, and it's hard to achieve. To truly reach this level that we're going to talk about, you have to go through all the previous levels. But we need to introduce, there are really two types of yira. And it breaks into three. The first is actually pretty easy to attain. Nothing simple like that. The second is the hardest. If someone is perfect in that trait, it's a tremendous level of perfection. There are people who are afraid of punishment. That is the first type. That's pretty easy to achieve. But then there's a thing called Yiras Haroimus, fear inspired by greatness. That is the second type, Shiras HaChet Chelik Sheni Menu. And of that second type, there are two parts, and Yiras Chet is the second of that Yiras HaRoimus. Unevar Atin Yonam Behevdeyam. So let's explain what it's about and the difference between them. Yiras HaOinish Kipshuta. Fear of punishment is simple, just as it sounds. Sha'odam Yira. A person is afraid. Me'avoras Pi Hashem Elokov. To go against the word of Hashem is God, because of the punishment that comes when the person sins. Im leguf v'im lenefesh. Whether it's a punishment to the body, the physical, whether it's a punishment to the spiritual, to the neshama. V'hine zos kalavadi. This is something that really should not be hard. It should be easy. K'kol adam oyves atzmo. Everyone loves himself. V'yer lenefesh. And he's fearful that no harm should befall him. There's no greater motivation to stay away from something than fear. That keeps him from doing something wrong. So, of course, the Ramchal is discussing healthy people. Healthy people love themselves. Unhealthy people don't. Healthy people don't want to get hurt. Unhealthy people might hurt themselves. So, with money, healthy people care about themselves. They're concerned. They shouldn't suffer injury. Shouldn't get hurt. And when there's a fear element, that motivates people really strongly. A fear will motivate you to not get hurt, to make sure nothing bad happens. But when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam, if that's the level of fear you achieve, then yirzu ra'uya, that fear is only fit ela amei ha'aretz v'lanoshim. Asher Daitan Kala. This is only suited for men and women who are ignorant, who just don't know. They don't think, they don't understand. So on a very simple, basic level, so they can relate to this. That they can relate to without any deep thought. You can relate to Yiras Oinish. Ach ina Yiras HaChacham v'Anshei Das. That's not the way a Chacham has a Yira or people with intelligence. That's not how a thinking person relates to Hashem. So this is the basic, the basics, and this is what we might teach children. I know that some people are afraid to teach children these things. They're afraid to teach children that if you do an Avera, you're going to get punished by Hashem. They're afraid to teach their children because they're afraid the children will get these notions about punishment. They want that kids to relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is good. The Ribono Shel Olam is a very smiling Zaidi who just gives you candy. And nothing to worry about. There's a teacher who was interviewing for a school, and the person said, "We'll hire you, but you have to know one thing about this job. You can never mention Gehenna, ever, ever. We don't talk about Gehenna in our school. No such concept. We don't discuss it. It's not good for the kids. This young lady was very disturbed. She went and asked a shayla from her rav, who sent her to the reshiva. The rav wanted the reshiva to hear the shayla, so what the school was teaching these kids. And of course, he told her not to take the job. Some of us have a hard time with Gehenna. They say Sfaradim are much better with it. Sfaradim grow up with the concepts Gan Eden and Gehenna, and that's okay. All of a sudden, we Americans are so sensitive and so afraid of traumatizing our children. How can you talk about Gehenna? How can you talk about punishment? It's part of Yahadus. It's part of Ikar Yamuna. So this is it's Aleph Beis. It's basics. I don't have too many recollections from, I guess it would be called preschool. But I remember in Elul, the Rebbe put on the table two big binders, one white, one black. And I said, there's a book for the tzaddikim and there's a book for the Rishoyim. And we were 4 or 5 years old. And it comes Rosh Hashanah, and you're going to be in one of them. You want to be in the book of the tzaddikim? You know, I had these two big binders there to demonstrate the concept. So, I don't know. Was I traumatized by that? This is part of Yadus. There's such a concept. There's Oynish, there's Schar, there's Gehenna, there's Gan Eden. It's part of our Amuna. There are consequences to our actions. For a person to think he could do whatever he wants and there's no consequences, that's not Yadus. That's going against Dani Mamins. We have to believe that it's kind of, and by the way, it's important to know there's consequences, because you know what that means? That means I'm important. That means the things I do are important. If there's no consequence, that means I'm insignificant. What am I anyway? If it doesn't make a difference what I do, that means who am I? I'm nothing, because it makes no difference anyway. It does make a difference. Everything you do makes a difference, because you're important. You're important, and the things you do make a difference. And there's consequences if you do the wrong thing, and there's reward if you do the right thing. So that's Aleph Beis. That's Aleph Beis. Ramchal says that's like the lowest level of understanding. Hamin Hasheni, the second type of Yira, who Yira's Haroimus, this is the fear that comes from recognition of how great the Ibn Ashl is and basically how small we are. This keeps a person from sin. He won't do Avera. Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how great the Ibn Ashl is. Ki eich ye kal, o eich ye erav li bo, shal bosa v'dom, shofo v'nimas lasas dov, v'negu v'tzan, shal bo yisparach v'yisal ha-shemo. How could it possibly be that it would be easy or sweet for a lowly flesh and blood human being to try to do something against the will of the Ibn Ashl, the creator of all, the most exalted? It's a whole different concept. It's not because what's going to happen to me if I do it, think about who gave the instructions. How can you go against the Bereshit's instructions? This kind of year is not so easy to achieve. This only comes as the product of knowing and understanding and thinking about how great Hashem is and how small people are. So if we are so puny, how could I dare go against the Ratzon Hashem? Kol Eila Devar Mitol Es HaSeichel HaMevin UMaskil. This is the product of your intellect, your seichel. It understands, it thinks things through. This is the type of year that we actually mentioned in the second chelik of one of the divisions of Chassidus. This is the type of fear that causes a person to be ashamed and to tremble to stand before his maker, to daven, or to do any avodah. This is the praiseworthy Yira, that the great people of the world, the great Hasidim, were praised with this attribute. If we really think about how lowly we are, and we're going to get up and talk to Ibn Ashl, how can we even open our mouths? We should be speechless. Our words should be caught in our throats. You may never have experienced this. When you're in front of someone who's awesome, in the real definition of the word, you're speechless. You can't say anything. And that's why, how do we start Shemona Esrei? Hashem sefasai tiftach. Rebbe Hashem, please, let my lips move. Hashem sefasai tiftach. Let me say what I'd like to say. Because if I'd really realize what I'm doing, I wouldn't be able to say a word. I would not be able to say anything. I say Hashem sefasai. And that's my introduction to be able to daven Shemona Esrei. So if a person was really on this level, he would hesitate before doing any avodah. He would tremble before doing any avodah. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu explains. What does Hashem ask of you? What does Hashem want of you? To fear Hashem. To fear Hashem that's honorable, that's awesome. Now this type of year that we're discussing, which is Yersachet, it's also a division of Yersachet. It's also like its own category. The topic is, or the concept is, a person has to constantly be concerned and fearful concerning his actions. Maybe there's an element of sin mixed into his activity. Or maybe something that he's doing, there's a little bit, or even big, that really isn't proper when considering that I'm doing it in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very similar. You see the connection between this type of year or 2 years for Roimus. They have one basic goal, not to do anything against the covet of Hashem. The difference between the myths, the reason why I consider it a separate category, it's called Yiras Chet, has its own name. Yiras Haroimus is when you are actively engaged, or doing your avoida, or doing something wrong. That means when you are standing to daven or to do any other avoida. He'll be filled with a sense of shame and embarrassment. Yirash v'yirat, he may tremble, may rum kavodo yisparach in front of Hashem's greatness. Obushashim is damenis aver lefanav, or at a time when a sin presents itself to him. V'makir b'rosh yevin, he recognizes this is wrong. She'azov mila asosa, so he won't do it. Because he doesn't want to do anything contrary to Hashem's covet, chas v'shchlila. So, yiras hachet means I'm afraid of doing the sin. Not afraid of the punishment of the sin, but how can I do this chet? It's a contradiction to Hashem's greatness. It's not yiras haroimus. Yiras haroimus we'll discuss when I'm davening, when I'm doing a mitzvah. Yiras HaChet is what stops me from doing the Chet, but it's coming from the same source. It's coming from Hashem's Roimus. Ach Yiras HaChet hi b'chol eis v'choshah. Yiras HaChet is all the time. Shine b'chol rega hu yorei pen yikashel v'yaseh dar v'chatsi darver. Shine neged kevod shmo yisparach. He's constantly concerned. Maybe he'll stumble and do something or even half of something which is against Hashem's will. V'alkein nikris Yiras HaChet. That's why it's called Yiras HaChet ki ikara. The essence of it is Yira min HaChet. He's afraid of the chet. So you kaneis v'yisarev ma'asav machmas peshia v'srashos o machmas ha'alem. It shouldn't come into chet or into his actions because of any negligence on his part, laziness, overlooking something, yibet z'ashia, whatever is the cause. This we say actually od mefachei tamid. Fortunate is the person who's constantly afraid. Pershuzal ha'ub d'vit terek siv. It's referring to Divrei Torah, that he's afraid that he may forget something, that he won't do something he should do. Even if you don't see the stumbling block in front of you, he has to be afraid. There might be there a stumbling block, and he didn't notice it. This Moshe Ben said, the whole Maimon HaSinai was to give Klai Yisrael a sense of Yira to prevent sin. This is the type of yira that should be a constant until this fear never leaves him. That keeps him doing and echatam b'mivon. If he does do a chet, ka'onesi chashev, it's something that he wasn't, who came against as well. So this concept of yiras chet, with Ramchal is explaining, is the fear of doing a chet, because how great Hashem is. Not because of what the onus will be, but because of Hashem's greatness. So it's a byproduct, it's on the same kind of level of yiras roimus, it's coming from yiras roimus, but it's specifically focusing on this idea that a person should always have this element of anxiety, if you will, or concern, that he shouldn't do something wrong. So is this person mentally ill? Is this person he can't function because he's constantly afraid? Is he paranoid? Like what is this person about? This person's not paranoid. This person is not debilitated. This yiras hachet doesn't prevent him from doing anything that he has to do in life. But he constantly is on the alert or on the guard not to stumble. That's it. It's being alert. It's being constantly on guard because he's afraid of what could possibly happen if he did a chet. Now, if you don't appreciate what chet is, you're not going to have this yiras hachet. Obviously, the yiras hachet has to come with, he's saying, an appreciation of Hashem's greatness, which is very hard to understand, and also needs an appreciation of what chet is. What is the severity of chet? If people don't take chet seriously, so you're not afraid of chet. There are some things people are afraid of, some people aren't afraid of. I tell my balabatim every year, get the flu shot. Get the flu shot. Some people do, some people don't. I get the flu shot every year. I think they should get the flu shot. So, am I afraid of getting the flu? Yes, I am. I'm afraid of getting the flu. I don't want to get the flu. I got it once, I don't want it again. So, I take the flu shot every year. When there is fear of Ebola, people were really afraid. People were so afraid, they were doing crazy things. A nurse came back from Africa and they quarantined to her house. She said, you guys are nuts. There's always been quarantined. I'm not infected. I won't hurt anybody. It was paranoia. It was panic. It was hysteria. People get a little nervous about Ebola a few years back. They're terrified of Ebola. It's a terrible machla. But the fear was not consistent with reality. And I told the Baal Bada, people are afraid of Ebola. The likelihood of a person dying from flu is much higher than dying from Ebola. You want to look at statistics? But a lot of people die every year from the flu. How many people die from Ebola? Count them on one hand. But it was so scary, everyone got to sit to it from that. If we don't recognize what chet is, you're not going to have yiras chet. If you don't think it's a big deal, so it's not a big deal. So how careful do I have to be? If a person thinks of chet as the worst thing that could possibly happen to a person, it's a big deal. And they're very careful. So the tzaddikim who are on this level, he's on a very high level. It's not only that they feel Hashem's presence and Hashem's greatness constantly. They're terrified of chet. That's what scares them. Chet scares them. Others don't scare them. They're scared of chet. And that's yiras chet. Yiras chet is being afraid of chet. That's what it means. Not because of, again, not because I'll get a patch from Hashem if I do it wrong, because Hashem doesn't want me to do it. That alone, that's a reason not to do chet. So it's like both things together. These people aren't limited in their abilities. These people aren't seeking therapy and treatments for their fears. It's just an understanding that the worst thing that can happen to you is a chet. And it's a recognition of living the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it guides their actions. And there may be certain things they're not going to do because it may lead to down the road to something that may end up in a chet or whatever it is. So they're extra careful, extra cautious. There are some people, we call them germy people. Like they won't share with their kids or their siblings. They won't drink out of the same cup. That's fine. If you're that way, that's okay. I don't criticize. There are people who are fine. I'll share a cup with my kids or eat their leftovers. What's the big deal? And other people are like, how can you do such a thing? So some people are very concerned about getting sick from someone else's germs. And some people, what's the big deal? It's the same thing over here. So what is your fear level? How do you think of chet? Is it the kind of thing that, it's no big deal. So if you do chet, I won't do it again. I'm a good person anyway. Or do you realize this is, could be earth-shattering or world-shattering, and therefore we stay away from it? Ramchal continues. Yishaya Ome Nevuaso. Shishiyo Anovi said in Nevuah. I look, Hashem says, I look to the poor, the low-spirited, the people who aren't arrogant, the humble, and those who tremble over my words. David was praised with this. I've been chased by all kinds of kings and people for no reason, but from your word I fear. That's what I fear. We see that the great angels, Charedim v'rashim tamid negeis Hashem. They're constantly trembling and shaking in front of Hashem's greatness. Chazal said, Nahar dinur mehechan yotzei. Where does the river dinur come from? Meziyos and shalchay is from the sweat of these malachim called chayos. Tamid this is from their tremendous fear that comes from Hashem's greatness. Penya adudav katan min hakavod hakadusha or lefanav, lest they miss something small or large from the covet that is appropriate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chayos, which is a high-level angel, is sweating, and that sweat creates the river Dinur. Now the river Dinur, if you're not familiar, is a river that goes through Gehenna. The river Dinur goes to Gehenna, and it's a, I mean, whatever that means, I'm understanding of it, it's a hot river, it's hot water, it's a cleansing river, and sinners who go to Gehenna have to pass through the Nahar Dinur. That's one of the things they have to cleanse themselves with, the Nahar Dinur. The Ramchal says, it's fascinating, he says, the sweat, the Gemara says this, where does the Nahar Dinur come from? The sweat of the Chayos. The Ramchal says, so why are they sweating? He says, they're sweating because they're afraid. It's a pachad from Hashem's greatness. I saw in a sefer, that's not a different shot, Nahar Dinur is punishment in Gehenna. Where does it come from? The Ibn Hashem's Kisei is carried by the Chayos. And when Klai Yisrael does mitzvahs, the Kisei is light. Klai Yisrael lifts up the Ibn Hashem. When Klai Yisrael does Aveiros, the Kisei gets heavy. Pulls down Kovet Shemayim. When the Kisei gets heavy, it's hard work for the Chayos. They begin to sweat. When we do mitzvahs, they're not sweating. When we do averus, it gets heavy, they start sweating. So the choytim have to be cleansed in the Nahar Dinur. They create the Nahar Dinur. Nahar Dinur, it says, it comes from the sweat of the chayas, but where does that come from? Why are they sweating? Because of the chatoyim. When people do chatoyim, it weighs down on the chayos, it makes it harder for them. That's why they sweat. So it's, we're punishing ourselves, essentially. We create our own punishment. The Tzaram Chal says, though, he says it's from the Yiras Romis. Ramchal continues, wherever the Shechina appears, whatever place it may be, Yerad, Verash, Veroyges, the earth shakes, it's tumultuous, it's frightful. The Pasuk says how the earth shakes, the heaven moves because of Hashem. That it is for them that you tore the heavens before you, the mountains flowed. Kol shkein b'nei Adam, shoray sheyugz of yirsh b'yadol, shavtei Hashem heim omdim. If the Shemayim shudders and the mountains are flooding, so how should people respond when they know they're in front of Hashem? If they Hashem heim omdim tamid constantly. V'nokalam l'asa seiz adovah sheinu yilafi romos kavodi yisparosh. It might be very simple. He might easily do something which isn't fit for Hashem's greatness. So this is a new degree of Shavisa Hashem and Samid. If the world shakes with Hashem's presence, how should we respond? What is man if he's found pure? And if he's righteous, he's born from a woman, he's a human being. With the holy ones, Hashem doesn't trust. The sky isn't pure. So how are people going to measure up? So if he doesn't trust his avodim, his angels, what's going to be with us living down on earth? This is a cause for a person to be concerned and fearful and tremble. This should cause his heart to tremble and to move from his place. Shimu Shamaya Beroigis Kolo, who heard the clamor of his sound, of his voice. Zois hi hayirami. This is the absolute true yira. Sheroi lo ish hachasid, which is appropriate to a man who's already on the level of chasidus. Shetiel panov tamid, cast on his face, visible. Vososumenu, doesn't go away. So it's a very high level. It's a very high level of yira for the person who's aware of Hashem's presence constantly. Achelki hayira zoshnai. Now there are two ways to divide this yira. Echad hu behover ba'asid. One is present and future. Hashem above, the second is in the past. What does that mean? Behove in the present. So the first, like we said, in the present, you should be afraid and nervous that wherever you're doing, wherever you're going, there shouldn't be any possibility of doing something not kavod shemayim, like we said above. The avar, as far as the past is concerned, he should think back to what he did. Maybe he'll realize he did something wrong and he didn't know it at the time. We find in the Gemara, every day, but a carbon, maybe he did a chet. Rashi brings this at the beginning of Sefer Iyuv. Iyuv would make a party with his family and then he'd bring korbanos to atone in case someone did something wrong. We find Moshe and Aaron. Moshe anointed Aaron. Now it says you can't just put it, you can't use this for personal use. The oil that was went on Aaron as Kohen can't go on anyone else. Well, the Aaron itstava, for Aaron it was a mitzvah shem shecheibo to be anointed. So they both, Moshe and Aaron, were afraid. Maybe they did it wrong. Maybe they did it wrong, and they took from the oil inappropriately. That wasn't the mitzvah. Zelashom, the Gemara is like this. Moshe was afraid. Moshe said, maybe I somehow benefited from this oil myself. Yotze Baskel, Amad Baskel came out and said, no. Keshemen hatov al rosh yorid al zekon zekana Aaron, ketal chermon. Like this good shemen on the head of Aaron and on his beard, it's like the dew on Hermon, matal chermon. There's no iser with the dew on Mount Hermon. Av shemen hamishcha shebe zekana Aaron ein b'meila. The oil that ran down to Aaron's beard, you didn't do anything wrong. V'dayin ha'y Aaron doek. So Aaron was afraid. Shemen Moshe lo mal v'nimat. So maybe Moshe didn't do anything wrong. Maybe I did something wrong. Yatze baskel v'aron. The baskel told him, hinematov umanoim. Sheves achim gam yachad. How beautiful is both the brothers did nothing wrong. Moshe did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong. But you see, they were nervous about it. You see the trait of the chassid. Shafil b'mitzvah. They did a mitzvah. It wasn't an avera. It wasn't something optional. It was a mitzvah they had to do. But then they thought about the mitzvah afterwards. Maybe I didn't do it right. Maybe something was mixed in wrong with my mitzvah. He goes and saves his nephew Lot. He was terrified. Maybe his actions were not pure. Hashem had to say, don't be afraid. Everyone was terrified. He said, I killed many people in the war to save Lot. Maybe I killed a tzaddik. Maybe I killed the Yerushalayim. Hashem had to tell him, don't be afraid. When Hashem has to say, Altira, you're talking to someone who is a true Yerushalayim. He's also Yermitis. That is the true year. The Chazal said, "Ein lo l'kadosh baruch hu b'olamo, ela otzar sheyishmaim levad." Hashem only cares about his storehouse of Yerushalayim. Shrak l'moish oyikal hasiga. For Moshe, might have been easy to achieve. When he rode veikusa b'yisparshu, he was so close to Hashem. Ki achirim v'adai shachol monei gadol hulem. For everyone else, our physicalness is a great barrier. Omnam kol chosid v'chosid roi lo l'hishtadel. But still, you try. Chassidim try to achieve lahasig mena kol mashiach, whatever level they can. V'nema yiras Hashem kedoshav, the Hashem's holy ones fear him. So yiras Shemayim that we're discussing is a very high level, and it's a very difficult thing to achieve. And even after the fact, to think back on what I did, was it okay? Maybe I did something wrong. It's a very high level. It doesn't mean we can't do on our own level the same idea. In other words, we're not going to reach the Madrigos that he's discussing here about Moshe and Aaron of Amavino. That's not something we're going to achieve. But each of us has the ability to, A, be cautious, think about what we're doing, if it could lead to something wrong, if there's something that we should change in our behavior, in our activities, because the way we're doing it now, it may present an opportunity of chet, and why you'd be even in that position. You want to stay away from any possibility of chet. In addition, we can not get worked up about it, but we can think back about things we've done, and if we realize that we did something wrong when we were doing something right, it happens a lot of times. When you're doing something right, you want to do something wrong also. So we have to be true about that. That's something we should make sure doesn't happen again. Make sure the next time we do it right without doing anything wrong. So these are things that we are capable of. Yiras Einish, everyone's capable of. Yeah, we don't want to do chet, we don't want to get punished. Okay, that's a very basic level for people who don't think. A thinking person realizes Hashem is great, and certain behavior and certain actions are not appropriate because Hashem is so great. Simple as that. It's because of Hashem's roimus that this is not acceptable. And we are also capable of raising ourselves a little higher and realizing that we can be a little better. And whether it's in how we speak, whether it's in what we say when we talk to other people, what we repeat when we hear, whether it's how we daven, which is constant, a lifetime of avoda, how we daven, and any mitzvahs we do, you know, what's an example I'm thinking now? A person who does a mitzvah and doing the mitzvah is not doing it right. So, you know, people are davening when asked, and the phone rings. So what happens when the phone rings? So some people answer the phone, and they daven into the phone, so the person knows they're Moshe Nesrin. Other people will shut the phone. Other people ignore the phone. What are you supposed to do when the phone rings in the middle of Shemon Esrei? You're doing a mitzvah now, Shemon Esrei. You probably shouldn't be answering the phone while you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei. And certainly not stopping to text someone while you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei to answer their question they texted you. So you're doing something right, doing something wrong at the same time. In my opinion, shut the whole phone. Why is the phone on during davening at all? Just shut it. Shut the phone. Some people daven with their phones. Then the question is, are you going to see emails coming in while you're davening? That's not so good. So now they told me there's an app to prevent that from happening. If you daven with your phone, a lot of people do, make sure you don't get email messages during your davening. And as far as I'm concerned, the best thing is just to shut the phone. Totally silence it, shut it, whatever it is. You're davening now. Why does the phone have to be on? The phone doesn't have to be on. What's going to happen? I mentioned this to people, you know, busy people. How many important calls did you miss when you shut your phone for davening? Shachris ben Chamarv. Did the world come to an end? Like, they all realized nothing happened in that time that couldn't wait till they finished davening. They don't need a phone. They don't need a phone for davening. So, you know, we do something right, but sometimes we do something wrong, we do something right. So that's also, we can think about that. One day, we should try to reach these levels he's talking about. Like I said, these are like beyond Hasidus. This is way, way up there. But certain elements of it, certainly we can apply to our own lives, and we can be better people if we incorporate some degree of this Yiras HaRoimus and Yiras Chet into our daily activities.